3 a.m. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is still in critical condition after his heart stopped beating during a game in Cincinnati Monday night. The team says he's sedated and getting treatment.
Fans back in Buffalo were also shaken.
So disturbing, and it was so awful.
Everybody should use this as like a teaching moment where things are bigger than sports.
Hamlin has only been in the NFL for 2 years, and he's already giving back to the community outside Pittsburgh, where he grew up.
Third annual toy drive, man. We're doing it for the kids. Having a good time, man.
Following last night's game, supporters have donated millions of dollars to his foundation. Dan Lieberman, CBS News, New York.
Dissension in the Republican ranks is making the process of electing a new speaker of the Republican-controlled House difficult, to say the least. As CBS's Nicole D'Antonio reports, California Republican Kevin McCarthy on Tuesday became the first nominee for speaker in 100 years to fail to win enough support from his own colleagues during the first round of voting.
No one in this body has worked harder for this Republican majority than Kevin McCarthy.
But Republican leader Kevin McCarthy of California fell short of the majority 218 votes to win the speakership. Members of the Hardline Freedom Caucus are withholding support after their demands were rejected.
Many parts of the country are dealing with severe weather, says Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
Big storms coming into Atlanta for the morning drive. Big squall line pushes through the Carolinas. High winds across California. Numerous power outages anticipated. Big snow, 4 to 5 feet in the highest elevations, increasing the avalanche danger. And then in Northern California, with up to a foot of rain in the forecast, mudslides and flash flooding are a near certain.
Women looking for abortion pills in the U.S. will be able to get them through the mail now that the FDA is allowing doctors to prescribe them via telemedicine. More from CBS's Alex Tin.
That ends a restriction imposed by the regulator that had limited availability of the pills to clinics, medical offices, and hospitals over concerns of rare but serious complications.
The president who gave us the federal Christmas holiday is getting a special day of his own. Starting next year, April 27th will be Ulysses S. Grant Day in the renowned Civil War general's native Ohio, says CBS's Jim Krasula.
Grant was born on that date in 1822. Congress recently gave him a posthumous military promotion. Grant signed legislation creating the Christmas holiday in 1870.
There was a drawing Tuesday night for the $785 million megabucks jackpot. The cash payout on that is an estimated $395 million. It's not clear yet if there was a winner. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Through the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Badger Bowl Game Tuesday. That means it's guaranteed great Devils.
Guaranteed. Crudy, how you doing? Evan on the board, our fair audience. Happy, happy Tuesday.
Dominic, we've also got a fine guest, a friend of ours joining us, Todd Alba. He is one of the fine Civic Media hosts calling up the stable, and we get an answer from Todd Alba, 4:30 today, going to join us on the air. He plays out primarily in Richland Center and also up in Lake Eyre Country in Amory across the Civic Media Network, 8 to 11 a.m. If you haven't tried Todd yet, give him a listen and tune in for him. Joining us at 4:30 Central Time. But, Dom, I got to tell you, man, the guaranteed rate bowl tonight. I was getting ready to brag all about the Civic Media streaming coverage thereof. You know, tune in right here. If not this one, you know, tune in to any of our Badger flagships. And we will be playing the Badger game out in the local markets, Richland Center, WRCE. You're listening right now. And up in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR, you're listening there as well. And up in Amory, Lake Eyre Country, we're playing out on that station. And the Badgers will kick off about 9:15 tonight. But no streaming coverage.
What?
Foreboding, apparently. ESPN in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl has all the coverage. They got your television coverage, and apparently they've got your streaming coverage, and we are foreboding from streaming the game this evening. So, mea culpa. I would have done it. I'm glad somebody told me.
I would have, should have, could have. But you can still hear it on the broadcast channel, so check it out there.
Yeah, all across the Civic Media Network. And the Marquette game, that'll be on stream. You can listen to that this evening. I don't know how excited I am for a 9 p.m. to probably 1 a.m. game. It's going to go late. Might be a little tired tomorrow.
You get an old crew. I'm sure you could take a nap tomorrow, man. You'll be okay.
I did sleep in a bit this morning, and in deference to the, you know, some of our friends are still on their Christmas break. Not us. We're working hard for the people.
Duh. Working hard. Crudy, Wisconsin giving up 4.5 points, the over-under 44.5. Are you guaranteeing a win, Crudy?
Guaranteeing? I don't know who the quarterback is. I never heard of this coach before. You know, half the team's in the transfer portal, and I don't know the opponent. But other than that, I'm feeling great about our chances.
All right, I'll give you 5.5.
Dominic, you know, I am a bit of a homer. And, of course, I'll be rooting for the home team, the Badgers and the Packers playing the Vikings and eventually making it to the playoffs by killing the Detroit Lions at the end of the season.
You gotta beat Detroit first, son.
That'll be coming. But, Dom, you know, it's pretty sad when you know just, like, one bad character is holding you back from greatness. You know, one quarterback.
I love doing the show with you, man.
I was going to say, you know, perhaps it was Graham Mertz. Perhaps it was Coach Paul Christ for the Badgers. The GOP caucus. Speaker Robin Voss has identified the problem. Singular. It's got one problem, and her name is Janelle Pranchin. She's been identified as the sole bad actor in the GOP caucus. Just one?
Only one, man. Just one.
You know, we could name a half a dozen. That means you're just fine with Robin Voss. I'm looking at your buddy Shea Sortwell real hard right now, right. Dom.
Ram Jam, right?
He's actually done. Ram Jam in deference to his gubernatorial failure, his failed run. He had to give up his assembly seat, or at least chose to. But Speaker Robin Voss is feeling good about the State of the Assembly Republican Caucus, mostly. this report is coming from our good friend, Jesse Apoyan, over at the Cap Times. Here's the quote, and I chose to highlight this one, Dom. Look, we have one bad actor in our caucus. One out of 64 is pretty damn good. I mean, we're kind of two for two, but that's a whole different story. We have some others who don't quite get the whole program, but they're moving along. Get with the program. And I think we have the vast majority of people who are united and know that we're in the right place. We're fighting for the right cause. And by right, he literally means right, not the actual, you know, morally
correct
right cause.
Right, right.
And we're working as hard as we can. Now, this has been something of a no-show legislature under Robin Voss, but setting that aside, I'll continue with the quote. So I choose to focus on the positive, and that's the fact that we have great people. But he didn't mince words about that one bad actor. The Rochester Republican recently stripped Rep. Janelle Pranchin, Republican of Menominee Falls, of her posts leading the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections after she spent her time in the position promoting election deniers and supporting an illegal effort to decertify the 2020 presidential election. Sounds bad when you write it like that, Jesse.
Well, but let's pause for just one moment. I mean, Robin Voss literally did the same thing. He appointed Gableman to look into all of this, right? And just like Robin Voss appointed her to this Assembly Elections Committee, he also hired and paid Gableman for that crackpot action and later, you know, disavowed him as well. At some point, do you have to question the hiring practices of Robin Voss?
Well, here's what really broke the camel's back in the case of Pranchin. She also joined former President Donald Trump in actively supporting Voss's primary opponent, election denier Adam Steen.
Well, now, that's the bad act. Let's just put it that way.
Now Pranchin is one of several Republicans and one Democrat running for a Senate seat in the 8th District, vacated by the retirement of Senator Alberta Darling, Republican from River Hills, asked during a recent interview if he believes Pranchin is fit to serve in that office. Voss gave a firm response, "I don't. I would never vote for Janelle Pranchin."
But you put her on the elections committee.
It's not just the speaker who has a problem with the representative, though. Last month, Assembly Republicans voted to bar Pranchin from their closed caucus meetings. One more. This one from a letter from caucus chair Rep. Rob Summerfield, Republican from Bloomer. Bloomer's up there by Hayward and Amory. The continual issues from the past have led our caucus to lose trust in you. For this reason, this vote was taken. Dom, you know, Emote and I had a vote like that about you a little bit earlier in the day.
Crudy Voss said that that's the first instance he can find of Assembly Republicans voting to tell a member they're not welcome in the caucus. Think of how bad you have to be to go to that extreme for people who are from all across the strait to have that happen, Boss said. She decided these things for herself, right? She decided to focus entirely on the past and to take it out on those of us in the caucus and try to do things that were clearly not just outside the norm, but outside the law. We can't undo an election. It's unconstitutional.
Well, not with that attitude, you can't.
For her part, Branjan said in a statement released last week that was no surprise. Voss removed her from the post. Voss is not only known for his vindictive nature, but he also seems to have a vested interest in sweeping election concerns under the rug. In the end, Voss and his so-called leadership team can take away my committee assignments and my staff, but they cannot silence my voice, the voice that my constituents and all Wisconsinites deserve when it comes to fair and accurate elections.
And the decertification thereof after the fact, right?
Although he removed her from committee leadership, Voss did appoint Branjan into two committees, government accountability and oversight and corrections. So she's not qualified, you know, to be in her space, right? He would never vote for her, and she is not qualified to serve, except he appoints her to government accountability and oversight and corrections. She still represents the district. She still has 60,000 constituents she has to report to. Look, I think Rep. Branjan is she's a bad actor, Voss said after a long pause. Speaker noted Branjan had lost the confidence of her colleagues for a long litany of reasons. But, you know, she still is here. She still has an office in the Capitol, the most beautiful building in the state. And what does that have to do with it? Very Trumpy of you. She's still elected by the taxpayers. Well, I mean, by the constituents. I mean, some of them may actually not pay taxes, you know, like Trump. She's still on committees. She still has a chance to make a difference. So she also has a chance to not. That's her choice. So that long litany of reasons, I think there's just one on there. She joined Trump in trying to, you know, get Voss unelected. She supported Voss's opponent. That's what it is. That's the long litany. And then he's still a pointer. What are you trying to do?
You know, interesting headline about the Branjan supportive Donald Trump, the former president. Overnight, he went out rambling. He has total immunity from any kind of prosecution. Yeah. I share a few excerpts, a little reporting here from the Roar story. Dom, you know how I like it. Raw. Former President Donald Trump has spent the night ranting on his personal social media site about everything from a recent piece in the New York Magazine to the final report of the House Select Committee investigating the J6 attack on Congress in an attempt to overthrow the 2020 election. In the letter, nested in the non sequiturs, was the claim, number one, as president, I have total immunity. Number two, I did nothing wrong. Dominic, the committee issued 845 pages discussing all the evidence that Trump did something wrong in the claim that he has immunity as president. The claim likely won't work out in court. Former White House counsel for Richard Nixon, John Dean, called it false. Of course he has total immunity. It's the Nixon doctrine, meaning when the president does it, it's not illegal, says Dean. Interestingly, there is a doctrine of sovereign immunity that the U.S. adopted from English law, protecting a sovereign or state from criminal prosecution, but it's a fairly narrow parameters around it. It only applies to decisions that make a president, perhaps not an insurrectionist. It wasn't me, somebody else. I take absolutely no responsibility whatsoever.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 34. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. High of 36. Cloudy. Lows level off around 29. Tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. We'll get there shortly at 844-967-2789.
Dominic also got a fine guest joining us at the bottom of the hour, 4:30 Central Time. Civic Media host Todd Alba joins via Zoom, so make those calls quick. And since we're, you know, being homers, you know, as I often am, Dom, I want to turn my attention to, let's just say, Republican policies coming home to roost. But your thoughts?
All right, but I think there's a little more meat on this bone, dude, from Donald Trump and this Raw story piece. So let me just put a bow on that. A little bit more from the reporting. As Kruti mentioned before the break, there is a doctrine of sovereign immunity. Now, of course, Donald Trump claiming he has total immunity, right? But as the reporting says, it's adopted from English law, protecting a sovereign or state from criminal prostitution, as Kruti mentioned, fairly narrow parameters.
Prostitution or prosecution?
Prosecution. It only applies to decisions that a president makes as a president. So a policy decision or military action is something, isn't something. It is not something. Those kinds of decisions, those are not things that can draw lawsuits against Trump personally. That is not the case, however, when it comes to things Trump did personally January 6th and all of the things that surround the 2020 elections weren't policies enacted by a president, but the behavior of a desperate political candidate who lost. A little distinction there. As a former president, he has no immunity. There's no shield from prosecution granted by the Justice Department as he did with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. That's the OLC doctrine. To make matters worse, the judge already made clear Trump has no immunity. Judge Emmett Sullivan wrote, "If former President Trump disrupted the certification of the electoral vote count, as plaintiffs allege here, such actions would not constitute executive action in defense of the Constitution. For these reasons, the court concludes that former President Trump is not immune from monetary damages in this suit." As they state, possible Trump knows this. That's the reason for posting frenzy over the past week. And here's the full detail, the full on of what Trump put on his Truthy Social. Very interesting, because until recently, the political hacks and thugs of the highly partisan January 6th Unselect Committee were seldom talking about your favorite president, me, as related to the protest of election fraud. The protest of election fraud, folks. Number one, as president, I have total immunity. Number two, I did nothing wrong. Then the committee members, mostly the same sleaze that pushed the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, started saying that Trump did it. Even Shifty Schiff got into the act again. Sad.
Well, thank you for giving it its complete context.
I mean, absolutely. But that's the thing. So, I mean, Donald Trump thinks that he's what? And in his quotes and some other of these postings that he had out there, he still refers to himself as president. I mean, not just as president then. He still thinks in his mind in some of these comments that he's still president.
Well, that might serve his insanity defense sometime in the future, Tom. But wasn't there some evidence presented by the January 6th report that Trump effectively knew and was joking
about the fact that he knew he had lost in conversations with counsel. So you can't say that Trump still thinks he's the president if he's also confessed effectively, well, of course I know I've lost, but, you know, I'm still going to perpetrate the coup. 844-967-2789. Wisco, Paul, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, afternoon, Devils. It's the Trump. It just never goes away. He just keeps, actually, he digs the hole deeper for himself, but it can't be quick enough. I wish somebody would cover him up. I just get so sick of it.
Well, hey, he's kind of in a holding pattern. He's waiting for someone else to declare for the presidency, because right now he's running against himself, right? He's waiting for DeSantis and Nikki Haley and the rest, because right now he's got this sad little Mar-a-Lago existence. He goes golfing for a couple hours, hits the buffet, and then hangs around Mar-a-Lago. Guy doesn't even drink, doesn't even pound a couple spotted cows to make the pain go away. You know, what sort of a life is that for a human being?
Not a very good one. He doesn't deserve a good one, but I'll be pounding a couple spotted cows about 9:30. Hey, one quick one. Will Voss and the boys give Tony's appointments an up or down vote? They say they will. Do you think they'll
I
do
don't
it?
Think they will.
You guys? Oh, boy.
No, no. Why would they?
They can't even do something as simple as that, for goodness sake.
Oh, why would they? They have the power.
Yeah.
They have the power to effectively. I mean, look at Brad Paff. Brad Paff was the ag secretary under Tony Evers. And as soon as Brad Paff tried to hold the Senate Republican leadership accountable for failing to fund the suicide hotline, Scott Fitzgerald basically said, well, we're not going to vote to appoint you. We fire you. You're no longer the ag appointee. So effectively, Wisco Paul, if any of Evers' appointee designees ever cross the Republicans, they can effectively be fired by the opposition party in real time. Seems quite fair to me. 844-967-2789. Let's sneak one more in here before our fine guest, Todd Alba from Civic Media. Jake from Eureka, California. Jake, welcome back.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, Kenny. Hey, so Wisco Paul said Trump never goes away. I'm going to have to differ. I think Trump is going away. He's going to Club Fed soon enough, whether he likes it or not.
Well, I hope Santa grants your wish this year.
Prison, so. Well, if it's in 2023, 2024, whatever, just so long as it happens. And he's clearly guilty. I mean, nobody has to act like an hysterical idiot like Trump acts on a daily basis when they're innocent. He's 100% guilty.
You know, Jake, I believe Harvard law professor Lawrence Tribe did effectively say one of the only defenses Trump may have available to him is effectively an insanity plea, pleading. You know, really, he's got clear culpability in the quote-unquote paperwork crimes, the stealing of classified documents, taking them to Mar-a-Lago. That, I mean, he's dead to rights on all of that stuff. The January 6th stuff, I mean, really, quite frankly, you know, you're trying to stay out of a life in prison term at this point, sir. And the real danger, and I agree with this, the real danger comes from the state charges, perhaps from Georgia or New York, because you can pardon those away. A future Republican can't let him out of jail. Well, he's still got a few years left to golf. Come back, more Devil's Advocate, a fine guest, Todd Alba, Civic Media morning host around the network. If you don't know him, you'll get to know him. More Devils.
It is absolutely 150% your fault.
You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. NFL fans are thinking about Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, who collapsed on the field during a game Monday night in Cincinnati. He remains in critical condition. KRLD reporter Alan Skaya.
Both Bills and Bengals fans have been leaving cards and candles at a memorial across the street from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center.
Bengals and Bills, you know, it's just a team name. We're here to support each other.
Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy failed three times Tuesday to get enough votes to be elected Speaker of the House. He says he's close, though.
The battle, we're not that far away. We only need 11 more votes to win, so
I think from the whole perspective, you talk to everybody, it's not that far away.
Seems like anywhere you go in America now, the weather is going to be a factor. The Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
In the middle of the country, the Midwest, hazardous travel, many places seeing double-digit snows. And then in California, high-impact snow, wind, and rain event is incoming.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe.
What do you got for us today?
In reference to Lindsey Graham, I was amazed at his comments where he said if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer, and in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar. Was a JAG
I'm
officer.
Sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand
that. Yeah, to see a lawyer head for the rat hole instead of acting like a person with a backbone. Wow, what a profile and courage, huh?
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.,
so all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Badger Bowl Game Tuesday. That means it's guaranteed great Devils.
Guaranteed. Crudy, how you doing? Evan on the board, our fair audience. Happy, happy Tuesday.
Dominic, we've also got a fine guest, a friend of ours joining us, Todd Alba. He is one of the fine Civic Media hosts calling up the stable, and we get an answer from Todd Alba, 4:30 today, going to join us on the air. He plays out primarily in Richland Center and also up in Lake Eyre Country in Amory, across the Civic Media Network, 8 to 11 a.m. If you haven't tried Todd yet, give him a listen and tune in for him. Joining us at 4:30 Central Time. But Dom, I got to tell you, man, the Guaranteed Rate Bowl tonight. I was getting ready to brag all about the Civic Media streaming coverage thereof. You know, tune in right here. If not this one, you know, tune in to any of our Badger flagships. And we will be playing the Badger game out in the local markets, Richland Center, WRCE. You're listening right now. And up in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR, you're listening there as well. And up in Ambry, Lake Air Country, we're playing out on that station. And the Badgers will kick off about 9:15 tonight. But no streaming coverage.
What?
For Bowden, apparently, ESPN in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl has all the coverage. They got your television coverage, and apparently they've got your streaming coverage, and we are forbidden from streaming the game this evening. So, mea culpa. I would have done it. I'm glad somebody told me.
I would have, should have, could have. But you can still hear it on the broadcast channel, so check it out there.
Yeah, all across the Civic Media Network. And the Marquette game, that'll be on stream. You can listen to that this evening. I don't know how excited I am for a 9 p.m. to probably 1 a.m. game. It's going to go late. Might be a little tired tomorrow.
You get no crew. I'm sure you could take a nap tomorrow, man. You'll be okay.
I did sleep in a bit this morning, and in deference to the, you know, some of our friends are still on their Christmas break. Not us. We're working hard for the people, Dom.
Working hard. Crudy, Wisconsin, giving up 4.5 points, the over-under 44.5. Are you guaranteeing a win, Crudy?
Guaranteeing? I don't know who the quarterback is. I never heard of this coach before. You know, half the team's in the transfer portal, and I don't know the opponent, but other than that, I'm feeling great about our chances.
All right, I'll give you 5.5.
Dominic, you know, I am a bit of a homer, and of course, I'll be rooting for the home team, the Badgers, and the Packers playing the Vikings and eventually making it to the playoffs by killing the Detroit Lions at the end of the season.
You gotta beat Detroit first, son.
That'll be coming. But, Dom, you know, it's pretty sad when you know just, like, one bad character is holding you back from greatness. You know, one quarterback.
I know, but I love doing the show with you, man.
I was going to say, you know, perhaps it was Graham Mertz. Perhaps it was Coach Paul Christ for the Badgers. The GOP caucus, Dom. Speaker Robin Voss has identified the problem. Singular. It's got one problem, and her name is Janelle Pranchin. She's been identified as the sole bad actor in the GOP caucus. Just one?
Only one, man. Just one.
You know, we could name a half a dozen. That means you're just fine with Robin Voss. I'm looking at your buddy Shea Sortwell real hard right now, right. Dom.
Ram Jam, right?
He's actually done. Ram Jam, in deference to his gubernatorial failure, his failed run, he had to give up his assembly seat, or at least chose to. But Speaker Robin Voss is feeling good about the state of the Assembly Republican Caucus, mostly. this reporting coming from our good friend Jesse Apoyan over at the Cap Times. Here's the quote, and I chose to highlight this one, Dom. Look, we have one bad actor in our caucus. One out of 64 is pretty damn good. I mean, we're kind of 2 for 2, but that's a whole different story. We have some others who don't quite get the whole program, but they're moving along. Get with the program. And I think we have the vast majority of people who are united and know that we're in the right place. We're fighting for the right cause. And by right, he literally means right. Not the actual, you know, morally
correct
right
cause. Right, right.
And we're working as hard as we can. Now, this has been something of a no-show legislature under Robin Voss, but setting that aside, I'll continue with the quote. So I choose to focus on the positive, and that's the fact that we have great people. But he didn't mince words about that one bad actor. The Rochester Republican recently stripped Rep. Janelle Pranchin Republican of Menominee Falls, of her posts leading the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections after she spent her time in the position promoting election deniers and supporting an illegal effort to decertify the 2020 presidential election. Sounds bad when you write it like that, Jesse.
Well, but here, let's pause for just one moment. I mean, Robin Voss literally did the same thing. He appointed Gableman to look into all of this, right? And just like Robin Voss appointed her to this Assembly Elections Committee, he also hired and paid Gableman for that crackpot action and later, you know, disavowed him as well. At some point, do you have to question the hiring practices of Robin Voss?
Well, here's what really broke the camel's back in the case of Branchon. She also joined former President Donald Trump in actively supporting Voss's primary opponent, election denier Adam Steen.
Well, now, that's the bad act. Let's just put it that way.
Now Branchon is one of several Republicans and one Democrat running for a Senate seat in the 8th District, vacated by the retirement of Senator Alberta Darling, Republican from River Hills, asked during a recent interview if he believes Branchon is fit to serve in that office. Voss gave a firm response, "I don't. I would never vote for Janelle Branchon."
But you put her on the elections committee.
It's not just the speaker who has a problem with the representative, though. Last month, Assembly Republicans voted to bar Branchon from their closed caucus meetings. One more. This one from a letter from caucus chair Rep. Rob Summerfield, Republican from Bloomer. Bloomer's up there by Hayward and Amory. "The continual issues from the past have led our caucus to lose trust in you. For this reason, this vote was taken." Dom, you know, Ebot and I had a vote like that about you a little bit earlier in the day.
Crudy Voss said that that's the first instance he can find of Assembly Republicans voting to tell a member they're not welcome in the caucus. Think of how bad you have to be to go to that extreme for people who are from all across the street to have that happen, Voss said. She decided these things for herself, right? She decided to focus entirely on the past and to take it out on those of us in the caucus. And tried to do things that were clearly not just outside the norm, but outside the law. We can't undo an election. It's unconstitutional.
Well, not with that attitude, you can't.
For her part, Branchon said in a statement released last week that it was no surprise Voss removed her from the post. Voss is not only known for his vindictive nature, but he also seems to have a vested interest in sweeping election concerns under the rug. In the end, Voss and his so-called leadership team can take away my committee assignments and my staff, but they cannot silence my voice, the voice that my constituents and all Wisconsinites deserve when it comes to fair and accurate elections.
And the decertification thereof after the fact, right?
Although he removed her from committee leadership, Voss did appoint Branchon into two committees, government accountability and oversight and corrections. So she's not qualified, you know, to be in her space, right? He would never vote for her, and she is not qualified to serve, except he appoints her to government accountability, oversight, and corrections. She still represents the district. She still has 60,000 constituents she has to report to. Look, I think Rep. Branchon is a bad actor, Voss said after a long pause. Speaker noted Branchon had lost the confidence of her colleagues for a long litany of reasons. But, you know, she still is here. She still has an office in the Capitol, the most beautiful building in the state. And what does that have to do with it? Very Trumpy of you. She's still elected by the taxpayers. Well, I mean, by the constituents. I mean, some of them may actually not pay taxes, you know, like Trump. She's still on committees. She still has a chance to make a difference. So she also has a chance to not. That's her choice. So that long litany of reasons, I think there's just one on there. She joined Trump in trying to, you know, get Voss unelected. She supported Voss's opponent. That's what it is. That's the long litany. And then he's still a pointer. What are you trying to do?
You know, interesting headline about the Branchon supportive Donald Trump, the former president. Overnight, he went out rambling. He has total immunity from any kind of prosecution. Yeah. I share a few excerpts, a little reporting here from the Roar story. Dom, you know how I like it. Raw. former President Donald Trump has spent the night ranting on his personal social media site about everything from a recent piece in the New York Magazine to the final report of the House Select Committee investigating the J6 attack on Congress in an attempt to overthrow the 2020 election. In the letter, nested in the non sequiturs, was the claim, number one, as president, I have total immunity. Number two, I did nothing wrong. Dominic, the committee issued 845 pages discussing all the evidence that Trump did something wrong in the claim that he has immunity as president. The claim likely won't work out in court. Former White House counsel for Richard Nixon, John Dean, called it false. Of course he has total immunity. It's the Nixon doctrine, meaning when the president does it, it's not illegal, says Dean. Interestingly, there is a doctrine of sovereign immunity that the U.S. adopted from English law, protecting a sovereign or state from criminal prosecution, but it's a fairly narrow parameters around it. It only applies to decisions that make a president, perhaps not an insurrectionist. It wasn't me, somebody else. I take absolutely no responsibility whatsoever.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Matt Rothschild here with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. There's a crucial election coming up here in Wisconsin on April 4th. It's for the decisive seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I know these are technically nonpartisan races, but that's the biggest joke in Wisconsin politics. Everyone knows that one party backs one candidate and the other party backs another. Currently, the conservative majority holds a 4-3 advantage, but one of the most reactionary justices, Pat Rogensack, is retiring. So whoever wins on April 4th will determine the ideological balance of the court, and the new justice may have the power to determine the outcome on some crucial issues that may be heading up to the high court, including cases on abortion, public education, the environment, and gerrymandering. If these are issues of importance to you, be sure you vote on April 4th and bring your friends with you. And if you're unsure about your registration status or where your polling place is, just go to myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. Thanks for voting April 4th.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
We're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. We'll get there shortly at 844-967-2789.
Dominic also got a fine guest joining us at the bottom of the hour, 4:30 Central Time. Civic media host Todd Alba joins via Zoom, so make those calls quick. And since we're, you know, being homers, you know, as I often am, Dom, I want to turn my attention to, let's just say, Republican policies coming home to roost. But your thoughts?
All right, but let's. I think there's a little more meat on this bone, dude. From Donald Trump and this Raw story piece. So let me just put a bow on that. A little bit more from the reporting. As Kurti mentioned before the break, there is a doctrine of sovereign immunity. Now, of course, Donald Trump claiming his total immunity, right? But as the reporting says, it's adopted from English law, protecting a sovereign or state from criminal prosecution. As Kurti mentioned, fairly narrow parameters.
Prostitution or prosecution?
prosecution. It only applies to decisions that a president makes as a president. So a policy decision or military action is something, isn't something. It is not something. Those kinds of decisions, those are not things that can draw lawsuits against Trump personally. That is not the case, however, when it comes to things Trump did personally January 6th and all of the things that surround the 2020 elections weren't policies enacted by a president, but the behavior of a desperate political candidate who lost. A little distinction there. As a former president, he has no immunity. There's no shield from prosecution granted by the Justice Department, as he had, as he did with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. That's the OLC doctrine. To make matters worse, the judge already made clear Trump has no immunity. Judge Emmett Sullivan wrote, "If former President Trump disrupted the certification of the electoral vote count, as plaintiffs allege here, such actions would not constitute executive action in defense of the Constitution. For these reasons, the court concludes that former President Trump is not immune from monetary damages in this suit." As they state, possible Trump knows this. That's the reason for posting frenzy over his posting frenzy over the past week. And here's the full detail, the full on of what Trump put on his Truthy Social. Very interesting, because until recently, the political hacks and thugs of the highly partisan January 6th Unselect Committee were seldom talking about your favorite president, me, as related to the protest of election fraud. The protest of election fraud, folks. Number one, as president, I have total immunity. Number two, I did nothing wrong. Then the committee members, mostly the same sleaze that pushed the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, started saying that Trump did it. Even Shifty Schiff got into the act again. Sad.
Well, thank you for giving it its complete context.
Absolutely. But that's the thing. So, Donald Trump thinks that he's what? And in his quotes and some other of these postings that he had out there, he still refers to himself as president. Not just as president then. He still thinks in his mind in some of these comments that he's still president.
Well, that might serve his insanity defense sometime in the future, Tom. But wasn't there some evidence presented by the January 6th report that Trump effectively knew and was joking about the fact that he knew he had lost in conversations with counsel? So you can't say that Trump still thinks he's the president if he's also confessed effectively, well, of course I know I've lost, but I'm still going to perpetrate the coup. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, afternoon, Devils. It's the Trump. It just never goes away. He just keeps... Actually, he digs the hole deeper for himself, but it can't be quick enough. I wish somebody would cover him up. I just get so sick of it.
Well, he's kind of in a holding pattern. He's waiting for someone else to declare for the presidency, because right now he's running against himself, right? He's waiting for DeSantis and Nikki Haley and the rest, because right now he's got this sad little Mar-a-Lago existence. He goes golfing for a couple hours, hits the buffet, and then hangs around Mar-a-Lago. Guy doesn't even drink, doesn't even pound a couple spotted cows to make the pain go away. What sort of a life is that for a human being?
Not a very good one. He doesn't deserve a good one, but I'll be pounding a couple spotted cows about 9:30. Hey, one quick one. Will Voss and the boys give Tony's appointments an up or down vote? They say they will. Do you think they'll?
I don't think they will.
You guys? Oh, boy.
No. Why would they?
They can't even do something as simple as that, for goodness sake.
Why would they? They have the power.
Yeah.
They have the power to effectively. Look at Brad Paff. Brad Paff was the ag secretary under Tony Evers. And as soon as Brad Paff tried to hold the Senate Republican leadership accountable for failing to fund the suicide hotline, Scott Fitzgerald basically said, well, we're not going to vote to appoint you. We fire you. You're no longer the ag appointee. So effectively, Wisco Paul, if any of Evers' appointee designees ever cross the Republicans, they can effectively be fired by the opposition party in real time. Seems quite fair to me. 844-967-2789. Let's sneak one more in here before our fine guest, Todd Alba from Civic Media. Jake from Eureka, California. Jake, welcome back.
Hey, Jake.
Anthony. Hey, so Wisco Paul said Trump never goes away. I'm going to have to differ. I think Trump is going away. He's going to Club Fed soon enough, whether he likes it or not.
Well, I hope Santa grants your wish this year.
Prison, so. Well, if it's in 2023, 2024, whatever, just so long as it happens. And he's clearly guilty. I mean, nobody has to act like an hysterical idiot like Trump acts on a daily basis when they're innocent. He's 100% guilty.
You know, Jake, I believe Harvard law professor Lawrence Tribe did effectively say one of the only defenses Trump may have available to him is effectively an insanity plea. You know, really, he's got clear culpability in the quote-unquote paperwork crimes, the stealing of classified documents, taking them to Mar-a-Lago. That, I mean, he's dead to rights on all of that stuff. The January 6th stuff, I mean, really, quite frankly, you know, you're trying to stay out of a life in prison term at this point, sir. And the real danger, and I agree with this, the real danger comes from the state charges, perhaps from Georgia or New York, because you can pardon those away. A future Republican can't let him out of jail. Well, he's still got a few years left to golf. Come back. More Devil's Advocate. A fine guest, Todd Alba, civic media morning host around the network. If you don't know him, you'll get to know him. More Devils.
It is absolutely 150% your fault.
You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Mondays 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 34. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, high of 36. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow night, 29, cloudy. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A terrific Tuesday. It's getting better all the time. We got a fine guest. One of Civic Media's own. He is Todd Alba of the Todd Alba Show right here on the Civic Media Network. Todd, I know you play on WRCE in Richland Center. I know you play on WEXY 1260 up in Lake Eyre Country. I don't want to forget any. What are your other outlets, Todd?
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO in beautiful Wausau as well.
Oh, yeah. We got a new facility coming there shortly. Well, Todd, welcome back to our little radio endeavor here, the Devil's Advocate. Some people say, you know, second best radio show ever. But
most people say the best. I feel, guys, like a minor league baseball player has been called up to the big leagues for half an hour. I get to be on the flagship show, guys. Thank you so very much.
Well, you're quite welcome. And Todd, you bring a unique perspective. You've been inside the Republican caucus room, something Dom and I never have. Although I used to call Grothman, he would take my calls in caucus, which is strange. But Todd, before we jump into the current cast of characters, I want to talk about one that's departed. Alberta Darling, that's Dominic's senator for many years. You were in the room. She was as partisan as anyone, was she not, Todd?
What was really interesting, I told the story on my show when she announced her retirement. I was at an event in Milwaukee at the Edelweiss Tours, a Senate Republican fundraising event, back when Mike Ellis was the leader for the Republicans, and Alberta was running in 92 for the position. And 92 or 94, I can't remember which, but it was the year she was a candidate. And Alberta...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.